Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's January 15th, 2014. I hope you got to tune in yesterday for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Jason, it was so nice because with all the Christmas specials and holiday features and various interviews, it seems like I finally got back to the core of what we love about the morning program is those testimonies, those God-honoring stories, those faith journeys that people share where they saw God at work in their lives, or maybe at one point they were hostile or far from God and how he brought them back into the fold. And yesterday, David Hohulin shared, he's a pastor at the Upper Room Bible Church in Paxton, Illinois, and he shared at the age of three, I don't know if you heard the program yesterday, but at the age of three, somebody shared the flannelgram.
Oh, yeah.
Those little, and you know, I referenced you in the program. I said, oh, you always get a kick out of that because that takes you back like 30, 40, 50 years.
I had one in my office.
Yeah. And he said it was in the 50s. So that would have been about 50 years ago. A babysitter showed him through the, what's it called? The flannelgram?
Flannelgraph. It's like
the little felt things.
Yeah,
with the Velcro,
it's like all felt background and felt Jesus, and he can kneel and he stands up, arms to the sky. And
well, they did the heaven and hell, and as a three-year-old, the next day went to his mom and said, "Well, I'm going to heaven, right?" And she said, "Well, no, because," and she told him, and he started praying, and he said he has distinct memories as a three-year-old asking Jesus into his heart, and it was because of one of those flannographs. And anyways, that was kind of interesting. But I got to have Dave on yesterday as we talked about the Moody Corral that's coming Saturday night, 6 p.m. They're going to meet at the East Lawn School, 341 East Center Street in Paxton, to accommodate many more people. So I hope the listeners will come out at 6 p.m. It's a free concert. And so great having him and having that testimony shared. And I know you and I have talked and prayed and even this morning talked some more and some more about sharing and testimonies. And I think over the 17 plus years that I've had a morning program, I don't think there'd be a listener that wouldn't say, most often I've been very transparent. I've shared most all of my life. I mean, people know my mom's birthday. They know the names of my pets. They know just about everything. I mean, maybe even the toothpaste I use, because I've shared much of my life over the air. And yet the last few months, I've not shared some very important God-honoring stories, some ways that I've seen God provide for me an incredible new wife, a new bride. And you have said oftentimes, oh, Mark, it's going to be hard for you not to share because this is something that God has done in your life, a gift that he's given you, and you would want to celebrate that, right? And I said, yes, but it's kind of complicated. I know a few years ago, the board sent out a letter to the donors in 2011 and kind of announced some of the situation that was going on in my life. And I wrote the board a letter about 3 or 4 months ago. I may or may not read that in a few minutes, but we've talked about this, and you were part of the marriage on January 1st. You and Pastor Herb both participated in our ceremony.
Yep.
And so I've asked you to kind of help navigate how we can announce and share and discuss what's going on in my life.
I'm the shark cage. Well, I mean, really, the big question is, for a lot of people, just some clarity. Now, I really want to speak, I guess, right now to you, the listening friend, a few ground rules here. We share together many, many mornings. I mean, most of you, a lot of you have tuned in, and you share coffee with Mark in the morning. I mean, Mark is there as the bacon and the eggs hit the table or the cornflakes go into the bowl. For you, Great News Radio has been a part of either your morning routine or your evening commute, or maybe for some of you, too, it's part of your entire day. You're worshiping with the different music. You're listening to Dr. David Jeremiah or any of the other gifted teachers who are on this station. And so it's become a part of your life. And one of the things that happens, I think, when things become a part of our life is that since we've opened the door, opened ourselves up to have this be a part of us, we believe it's a two-way street. And I think that the unique thing about this radio ministry is that this is more a two-way street than most radio ministries might be, because Mark is so transparent. And that's because Mark really takes to heart the fact that love the Lord your God with your whole heart, your whole self, which is what most of us do really well. But then he goes the extra length to follow Jesus' command to love your brother as yourself, which is the reason why so many times he's opened his home to the radio listeners to come and be able to experience who Mark is. I mean, there's nothing hidden. You get to see Mark lumps and all. I mean, you get to see him derail me. You get to see him go on that tangent that you're going to, where are we going? How are we going to get back? You get to see all of those things because that's who Mark is. And Mark shares with you the reality of who he is and his life. Now, the hard part about this is that when God is beginning to do something in our life, one of the most important things that we can do is to spend some time with God, trying to figure out what that looks like without allowing a whole committee of people to come around and begin to speak into this and begin to almost, I guess I would say in a very nice way, dilute what it is that God is saying. You know, I know that when I have big decisions in my life, what I do is I pray about it and then I include a few friends, very trusted friends, people who I know I can be accountable to them because they are wholly accountable to God. And I want everybody to know that Mark did that, both with me, with his radio board, with close friends that he had. He pulled them close and asked, what do you think God is doing here? Laid out some of the things that he saw, the steps that God was taking, the things that God was unfolding in front of him. But for the purity and integrity of what God was doing, it was important for both Mark and Holly to be seeking the Lord in a quiet way so that the Lord could speak to them. So it's not because of out of lack of love for you, the radio listener. It's because Mark loves you so much that he wants to put himself in a position where godliness and holiness matter more than simple radio transparency. Mark wanted to make sure that leading the radio ministry with integrity meant that he was seeking God intimately. And so, you know, we came to this point, we discussed it a whole lot about, you know, what does it mean to announce this? What does it mean to invite each one of you into this celebration? Because that's really what Mark and Holly want you to do. I mean, they would love for you to celebrate with them the fact that they've been married. You know, it's really interesting, the ancient Jewish ceremony of being married, and this goes back to ancient biblical times. We would see this probably in Abraham's day and moving forward, is they would have this thing called the huppah. And the huppah was essentially four poles with a cloth on the top. In the ancient time, it was simply four sticks with a cloth on the top. And they would raise up, you'd have on either side of you, holding the four corners, the four pillars, would be your four most trusted friends. This is where we get, honestly, this is where we get a lot of what we do marriage ceremony-wise. That's where you get best man, best woman, and groomsmen in attendance, and bridesmaids, and things like that. In the ancient times, those people were your four most trusted people, the people you could lean into no matter what happened. They would hold the four poles and pillars here that were sitting on earth. You know, the pillar of that huppah was right on the earth. Those are the people here on earth who would stand for you in the four corners. Okay? Now, in the ceremony, the husband and the wife would come beneath the huppah. Even the rabbi or the person who was administering the ceremony, he would stand outside the huppah. But the bride and the groom would come beneath the huppah. And the reason for that, it was very symbolic of the fact that the only people who get to come beneath there are the bride, the groom, and God. Because ultimately, it is the bride and the groom who are accountable to God for their relationship. You know, I read a quote the other day, and it just was one that just rung my bell, where it said that when you're head of the household, it doesn't mean that you're the king or the leader. What it means is you're far more accountable to God for what happens in that house. And so the bride and the groom are the only ones who come beneath that huppah because they're the ones who are accountable for how the marriage works itself out. How later on, as Paul would say, wives submit to your husbands, husbands love your wives. By the way, in order for me to love somebody, I have to submit to them. In order for me to submit to somebody, I have to love them. Paul, through the Holy Spirit, is showing us something amazing there, which is that in order to submit, you have to love, and in order to love, you have to submit. So the husband and the wife are taking a place together. The husband's not above the wife. The husband and the wife are together, eye to eye, arm to arm, prayer to prayer, seeking God's heart together. Which I would tell you today is what Mark and Holly did, is they sought the Lord and asked for his provision and his way. And I'm going to tell you, too, that during this process, Mark was more than willing to shut the door if it was not God's will. Mark wanted to do nothing that would first and foremost remove him from the place that God has called him to, and secondly, that would hurt in any way, shape, or form the integrity or the mission of this radio ministry. And so I think it's important for each one of you to know that. I don't think that we have to go through the steps in which Mark did to make sure that he maintained these things. What you need to know is Mark is a man who sits beneath authority, and I've seen it. Any questions, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you about it. Jesus is very clear on teaching on this too, and sometimes I think we can get ourselves a little wound around when we think about this, because the Bible, in one sense, seems to say that God hates divorce and that divorce is not something that can happen. I mean, in another sense, there are people who would make an argument and say, well, but God says that remarriage is okay also. Let's be honest. When Jesus said that God hates divorce, there's a multitude of things in this fallen world that God hates. God hates sin. He hates death. God hates intolerance. God hates a multitude of things. God hates all those things. Why does he hate all those things? Because all those things are a sign of a world that was broken in Genesis chapter 3. The perfect thing that God called us all to was smashed and cracked. Each one of us bear those cracks from Genesis. And yet, Jesus, if we look at the way that Jesus ministered and the way that Jesus taught, Jesus always speaks in hyperbole and exaggerated. He takes it to the edges. And why does he do that? Because he wants to make sure that his listeners understand the power and weight of something. And so that's what Jesus says when he says that God hates divorce, that he wants them to understand that divorce is part of the fallen order and that it is a result of sinfulness. And God hates sin. But you know what? Sometimes sin creeps its way in and destroys a good and perfect thing. And you know what? It would do nobody any good, and it would honor nobody if we trudged out and dragged everybody through the mud right now in terms of how we got here today. Because that's not what today is all about. Today is all about celebrating the thing that God did in Mark and Holly's life. And I think we would also even want to include little Esther in there, because Mark's officially, not only did he get married, but he became a dad. So all of you out there who are dads who right now are going, ha, 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 you guys need to pray for Mark too, because I just want you guys to know I love Mark with my whole heart, but this guy is junior varsity right now.
Those that have followed some of the Facebook posting and have seen a number of pictures of Esther and I out and about or shopping or at the mall or doing various activities, it's been a lifelong dream, and what a blessing of God and what a great role I get to play and hopefully share in the coming days maybe some of the specific things that I'm learning as being a dad and a father and the unique role.
Yeah, and I think, too, it's important because some people go, wait a second, Jesus says about, he says this about divorce. How can we get to this place? Well, you know what, I just want you to know that I think that when Jesus says that, he says that because he's trying to tell us that we all have the inability to live up to God's standards, God's standard of perfection. But we never want to allow our inability to live up to Christ's standard to overshadow the power of Christ's redemption. Okay, I want everybody to understand that, because if that's a sin, this is bad, that's not good, if that is bigger than Jesus who rose from the grave to make all things new and right, then all things for you will never be new and right. I believe that God hates divorce, but I also believe that God knows that at some point things just blow up because of sin and death and a fallen world. And God doesn't want people to be alone. God doesn't want, he wants his people to flourish. He wants his people to fall in love. He wants his people to live godly and holy lives. And so if we allow the one thing to be bigger than the other thing, to be bigger than Christ's redemption, then we won't see that. And those of you who maybe are not Mark's Facebook friends, use Facebook, but you're not his Facebook friend yet, go on there and become his Facebook friend. Because as you see pictures of him and little Esther, and you see pictures of things that have been happening in his life, I'm going to tell you what, you're going to see redemption at work. You're going to see a smile on Mark's face that you have not seen. You've seen him smile. But you're going to see a smile on his face that you have not seen. And what you're not going to see and what you don't know. Okay. Again, there is this idea that because we've taken coffee together every day in the morning together, we've driven home together at night, that we know each other, and we do know each other well. Again, Mark is so transparent and invites you so much into his life. But some of the things you don't know is the deepest longings in Mark's heart that God has revealed through this, the promises of God that have come through, the things that Mark has prayed about, not for 2 months or 3 months, but Mark has prayed about for 20 years, that being to become a dad and be able to pour himself out into a child. And you know what, I know and see that longing in Mark, because I see how over the last 2 years he's poured himself out into my kids. And so when I see that, I entered into that prayer with him. So some of the things that maybe we don't see are the ways that God is working. And so let's just be slow to discount, quick to celebrate, and yeah.
Well, and I'm thinking, you know, to be transparent, it's like God has gifted me with the greatest gift I could have ever received in this Holly. Neither one of us were looking for a relationship, or it's just rather kind of amazing and special, and what an incredible woman of God.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, too, if there is anybody who has any questions, we want to honor you and we want to love you and we want to help you walk through this. Again, the mission of this Great News Radio ministry is to edify and to educate and to lift people up, to help you become closer to Christ. And sometimes when we get to a hard point in the road, you know, we get to a little bit of a notch in the road, that gums up our relationship with God a little bit because we're not sure what we're supposed to do. So we want to honor you. So if you have any questions, we want you to get a hold of Karen at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. If need be, she'll give you my email. You can email me. If need be, she'll give you my phone number. You can call me. And I'll be happy to walk through and discuss because we want to love you well. We want to lift you up well. Maybe in you're saying, wow, how do I do this? I mean, how do I understand this? But the most important thing is that we love you enough that we want to invite you into the celebration. But it wasn't going to be holy and profitable for Mark and Holly to invite you into it earlier on because that was when they were doing the really hard work with God and a few close people who were trying to make sure that this was exactly what God wanted. I mean, this wasn't like, hey, let's get married and like, you know, they wound up in Las Vegas. I mean, they were on their knees praying. They were seeking the Lord's heart. I answered a lot of calls and emails and things like that, trying to answer questions and help to understand, you know, what does the Bible say? What does God say? Will you pray about this? What's God saying to you? A lot of time just giving wise counsel. And because of that, we can trust a God who is faithful, who has spoken, who by his Holy Spirit has either said yes or no. And you know what? That has to be enough. That has to be enough. We don't have to go into all the ways that we did it. We don't have to go into all the ways that we worked it out. We don't have to go into all the steps. What you need to know is that Mark sits beneath authority in this radio ministry, that there's not been a moment where his radio board, myself, a couple of close friends have not been intimately involved in this entire process. Holly's been over to my house. She's eaten at my house. You don't get to come in and eat in my house without getting a little bit of third-degree grilling. And we send the kids in to do that. We don't do that ourselves.
Yeah, feel poor Holly. She had to go through the radio board, and we had a special gathering and meeting with them, and all the different people in her life and my life there. We had to talk through and pray through things. And I know there was a board letter that went out over 2 years ago to all of our donors in 2011, kind of explaining, and we're going to read that. And you said, you know, Mark, that really doesn't need to be read over the air. And then I had this 3-page note that I sent to the board, you know, about 3 or 4 months ago, kind of highlighting the whole history. And
you like pages, not paragraphs,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. And that might have taken 10 or 15 programs to get through because it just shared many of the God sightings, the affirmations, the confirmations, and just where the Lord has led me these last 2+ years and how closely I've tried to follow him and seek his leading and just all the surprises and yet all the unique ways he brought Holly and I together and confirmed it and the affirmation from everyone that was involved and everyone that knew all the story in the background and the support that I received has just been incredible. And even with you and Pastor Herb Coates, who was on a trip to Israel with me 2 years ago, how both of you participated in our small ceremony, just about 6 or 8 couples that were together before the Lord, and how both of you were requiring us to go through the marital counseling. And we'd spend 2.5 hours with you. We'd have an hour break and then another 2 hours with Herb. But it was all beneficial and helpful and filled with insight and guidance and leading and prayer. And it's kind of like, I guess the simplest way for me to explain to anyone is Holly is a gift from God that I've received and embracing and am so appreciative for. And I hope maybe this spring, as the weather gets a little warmer, there might be some kind of radio event, a meet and greet or something, because I want to share Holly with everyone. I think she is a godly woman that is so gifted and brings a lot of things to my life, my very core, that I think will help me flourish. And that was one of the deciding factors as I prayed things through. Am I drawing closer to God as a result of this relationship and our situation? And I have, and I continue to just thrive and want to share with all of you. And so probably Jason thought, how could you not want to share some of the things you've been going through, from poop stories with little Esther to some of the things that God is teaching me. And I love when you share different things that Jacob has enlightened you or challenged you, or what Molly's doing, or Abigail.
See, it's JV. You're still on poop.
Yeah, I know.
Yesterday we were scooping flubber out of my daughter's hair. So expect the unexpected.
And I think God has so much
much more for me to learn and grow through this new relationship. So, yes, on January 1st, 5 p.m. at the Manus Avenue Free Methodist Church, Holly and I committed to each other. She's my forever bride, and I appreciate you, Jason, your role as the Barnabas and Paul at the same time, and Pastor Herb Coates, and then just the special ceremony that ended in that time of prayer with those close friends, and just how God is leading me these last 15 days. We got married on January 1st, so it's a day that I won't soon forget. My anniversaries will always be easy to remember, and I look forward to sharing Holly. You know, I don't know, she doesn't want to have a role. She's a very behind-the-scenes person over the air, but we'll probably at some point introduce her in some ways, and certainly if we have a meet-and-greet or a special event in the spring, we want to have everyone come out and celebrate with us and understand this unique work that God's doing in all of our lives, and hopefully it'll continue to just grow and blossom, and her unique gifts and outreach to some of the international students, I hope to be able to just encourage her to grow and be used of God in that. So here we are in our 15th day of 2014, and I guess as people have put on Facebook, when am I going to spill the beans or share more of the story? That's a portion.
I love that. I love when people say that. When are you going to spill the beans? Because I said to somebody, this was probably 6 months ago, there was something, and they said, are you going to spill the beans about that? And I said, you know, the actual test here is to not spill the beans, which means is to hold this thing that God has given you in such a way that you don't spill it out because you're trying to maintain the integrity of it. So I think that that's what needs to be celebrated here, is that you guys did, which I think is incredibly hard, but incredibly integrous, which is to maintain this place where you guys are seeking after the Lord without kind of, I guess, how we do it nowadays, where we spew ourselves into community, where we talk about it at every turn. We post it on Facebook. We Twitter it. We scream it out to the – I mean, you've got a radio ministry, so you've got, like, towers that you could shoot this thing out to. I just personally, from my heart to yours, want to applaud you guys for taking that time to step back, because our human inclination is to talk about it, to Twitter it, to Facebook it, instead of – seeking God's heart and finding out within His holiness what is good for your flourishing, mm-hmm. what He wants you to do. So I just want everybody to join me in celebrating that and celebrating what Mark and Holly are going to, the seasons they're going to enter into, and how God is going to use them to bring glory to Himself through His great Son, Jesus.
Mm. Amen, amen. And here I was thinking with the spill the beans, you were going to get all over me on coffee. See, another illustration on coffee and beans and roasted
beans. You're not yet
drinking
coffee, so we need to. You know what I would love? This is what I would love. If every listener who can hear right now would send a bag of coffee to Mark. It's evangelism, because he doesn't drink coffee, and I think that there's a bit of his spirituality that's a fuzzy. So if everybody would send a bag of coffee to Mark.
The recipient would be Jason, see? That's where it would go to.
I didn't think that far ahead. But, oh, my gosh, what a great idea.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
I don't know how I could love you any more than I do now. As I take your hand, it's to God I make this vow, to share your joy, to bear your pain. I'll be there in the sunshine and through the rain. There's just no loving you anymore than I do now. I take this man to be my husband. I take this woman to be my wife. And I am ready to share with you the rest of my life. I give my love with no conditions as I stand with you. I understand.